My beloved brethren and sisters, what think ye of Christ? That question posed by our Lord has challenged the world for centuries. Fortunate for us, God has provided modern scripture, another testament, even the Book of Mormon, for the convincing of the world that Jesus is the Christ. Anyone who will read the Book of Mormon and put it to the divine test that Moroni proposed will be convinced that Jesus is the Christ. Once that conviction is gained, then comes the question, will we choose to follow him? The divine belief that Jesus is the Christ, but those choose to follow Lucifer. Throughout the ages, prophets have exhorted the people to make up their minds. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve, pled Joshua. Elijah thundered, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. When you follow Christ, you choose the way, the truth, the life, the right way, the saving truth, the abundant life. When you choose to follow Christ, you choose to be changed. No man, said President David O. McKay, can sincerely resolve to apply in his daily life the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth without sensing a change in his own nature. The phrase born again has a deeper significance, significance that many people attach to it. This changed feeling may be indescribable, but it is real. Can human hearts be changed? Why, of course. It happens every day in the great missionary work of the church. It is one of the most widespread of Christ's modern miracles. If it hasn't really happened to you, it should. Our Lord told Nicodemus that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is the simple, total answer to the weightiest of all questions. To gain eternal life, there must be a rebirth, a transformation. President McKay said that Christ called for an entire revolution of Nicodemus's inner man. This manner of thinking, feeling, and acting, with reference to spiritual groups, think that we have to undergo a fundamental and permanent change. Besides the physical ordinance of baptism and the laying on of hands, one must be spiritually born again to gain exaltation and eternal life. Alma states, "And the Lord said unto me, Marvel not that all mankind, yea, men and women of all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, must be born again, yea, born of God, changed for their carnal and fallen state to a state of righteousness, being rendered of God, becoming his sons and daughters. And thus they become new creatures. And unless they do this, they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. The change of heart, born again, process are best described in the keystone of our religion, the Book of Mormon. Those who had been born of God after hearing King Benjamin's address had a mighty change in their hearts. They had no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. The fourth chapter of Alma describes a period of Nephite history when the church began to fail in its progress. Alma met this challenge by resigning his seat as chief judge in government and confined himself wholly to the high priesthood responsibility which was his. He bore down in pure testimony against the people, and in the fifth chapter of Alma, he asks over 40 crucial questions. Speaking frankly to members of the church, he declared, "I ask of you, my brethren of the church, have ye spiritually been born of God? Have ye received his image in your countenances? Have ye experienced this mighty change in your hearts?" He continued, "If ye have experienced a change of heart, and if ye have felt to sing the song of redeeming love, I would ask, can you feel so now? Would not progress of the church increase dramatically today with an increasing number of those who are spiritually reborn? Can you imagine what would happen in our homes? Can you imagine what would happen with an increasing number of copies of the Book of Mormon in the hands of an increasing number of missionaries who know how to use it and who have been born of God? When this happens, we will get the harvest President Kimball envisions. It has the born of God, Alma, who was the missionary who was so able to impart the word that many others were also born of God. The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world would take people out of the slums. Christ takes the slums out of the people, and then they take themselves out of the slums. The world would mold men by changing their environment. Christ changes men who, when change in their environment, the world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature. Human nature can be changed. Here and now, said President McKay, and then the quotes, and quotes the following. You can change human nature. No man who has felt it in him, the Spirit of Christ, even for half a minute, can deny this truth. Do you change human nature? Your own human nature? If you surrender it to Christ, human nature can be changed. And now, human nature has been changed in the past. Human nature must be changed in an enormous scale in the future, unless the world is to be drowned in its own blood. And only Christ can change it. 12 men did quite a lot to change the world 1900 years ago. 12 simple men. Yes, Christ changes men, and changed men can change the world. Men changed for Christ will be captained by Christ. Like Paul, they will be asking, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Peter stated, they will follow his steps. John said, they will walk even as he walked. Finally, men contained by Christ will be consumed in Christ. To paraphrase, presently, they set fire in others because they are on fire. Their will is swallowed up in his will. They do always those things that please the Lord. Not only would they die for the Lord, but more important, they want to live for him. Enter their homes and the pictures on their walls, the books on their shelves, the music in the air, their words and acts reveal them as Christians. They stand as witnesses of God at all times and in all things and in all places. They have Christ on their minds, and they look unto him in every thought. They have Christ in their hearts as their affections are placed on him forever. Most every week, they partake of the sacrament and witness anew to their eternal Father that they are willing to take upon them the name of his Son. Always remember him and keep his commandments. In the Book of Mormon language, they feast upon the words of Christ, talk of Christ, rejoice in Christ, are made alive in Christ, and glory in their Jesus. In short, they lose themselves in the Lord and find eternal life. In closing, Presbyter tells that while asleep, he beheld a vision which was infinitely sublime. He saw the city eternal, the Savior, and people following him who were to abide there in peace and eternal happiness. But who were they? The Savior made it clear. These are they who have overcome the world, who have truly been born again. When I awoke, said President McKay, it was breaking day. When we awake and are born of God, a new day will break and Zion will be redeemed. May we be convinced that Jesus is the Christ. Choose to follow him. Be changed for him. Captained by him. Consumed in him. And born again, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.